Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Realize it's week 9 already. That's amazing. I don't know if I want to be in that reality right now. It's going too fast. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to check in today. On Twitter, at Billis King. And if you want to email, BillisKing7@gmail.com. I'll give you the week 9 OOP. We'll be looking backwards a lot because we haven't talked about week 8. Yeah, just getting started. But I've got Saturday night in the big house, the number one slot game. That would be the Fighting Irish at Michigan. I have War Damn Eagle at LSU, number 2. Now, this should be number one, but it got blown up. It got blowed up. Let me phrase it right here in the South. Got blowed up this last Saturday. I've got Wisconsin and Ohio State in the 3 slot. Again, that should be number one, but Wisconsin lost at Illinois. In case you missed Saturday, if you're just now tuning in, you're flabbergasted by that, right? Yes. Wisconsin lost to Illinois. Number 4, I've got undefeated Penn State at Sparty. And number 5, I went ahead and did this. South Carolina, Coach Boom against the Vols in the 5 slot. That's what I've got so far. Where do you want to get going? We got a couple. I'm going to get a couple of calls here. Just hang tight. I'll touch on a couple of things. We got 3 hours. You got to remember, Monday is no guesting. You call in, we interact. You tweet, we interact. You email, we interact. However it happens, or I opine, that's the Monday show. And it's one of my favorites. I love a lot of long-form, extemporaneous hangout time. It's certainly among my favorite. Did you see the play? Jarrett Guarantano, which Alabama's not going to lose this game, but it was 28-13, second half. Tennessee's got the ball fourth on the, what was it, one or inside the one, wherever they were. Very, very close. And they call a play. It's a play to go to the left. Trey Smith is pulling, but Guarantano goes rogue and decides a quarterback sneak, which he really didn't even sneak it. He just tried to put his hands over the plane, and ball got knocked out, and Trevon Diggs took it 100-something yards for a touchdown the other way. Coming off the field, Pruitt is in Garantano's face, which he should have been, and he barely grabbed his face mask, and of course, all the snowflakes and SJWs went nuts over this. I don't blame Jeremy Pruitt one bit there. In this snowflake society, not one bit. Dude went rogue, didn't even run the freaking play, which would have scored. Trey Smith had the play blocked perfectly. Now, again, Tennessee wasn't going to win that game. That's not my point. They were lucky to beat. Well, I was going to say, luckily they were close, because I didn't think the game would be that close. Probably wouldn't have been if Tua hadn't gotten hurt. But I, just to begin with, I got no problem with Jeremy Pruitt in that circumstance. And I can guarantee you this, Jarrett Garantano will not be part of the program next year. Hit the portal. You do not have the right or the authority to go rogue there. That's a very polarizing topic, but now, the way Lou Holtz grabbed that Notre Dame player back in the day and drug him all over the place, that's wrong. That's wrong. What Jeremy Pruitt did was nothing. Was absolutely nothing. SJWs, snowflakes, get the freak over it. Grow a pair. Oh, by the way, hour number three, balls of steel. Balls of steel. Wisconsin lost to Illinois. We've got, what, 10 teams undefeated now. Penn State, Michigan. I tell you what, Michigan played tough there in that game. We're about to talk more about that. Michigan and Notre Dame. The original line yesterday was Michigan favored by 4. Saturday night in the Big House. Florida, nice win in Columbia. Lots of rain. Rained even more in Athens. That Georgia-Kentucky game, it's like you're living in Seattle. Kansas almost beat Texas. Les Miles, yes. Yes, Les Miles. LSU looked awesome. Of course, the Buckeyes. Buckeyes played Friday night. They destroyed Northwestern up in Evanston. We've got a lot to kick around, yeah. I thought UW would beat Oregon. Got outscored late 21-3. Oregon won. I swear to God, you know on that replay show for ESPN, I swear to you, they said that the Pac-12 was still alive for the playoffs. I'm not kidding you. I don't know if they're required to keep everybody in play or what. That is a laughable opinion. Laughable. Oklahoma looked good. Also, Penn State looked good at home against Michigan. Michigan looked good at Penn State. That can go both ways. Yes, it can. It can. Noles lose again. Yeah, we got a lot to kick around. 615-844-5600. Scott in OKC. What is up, Scott?
So you say the snowflakes are out in Knoxville?
Oh, well, not in Knoxville, all over America. On this,
well, they're out in central Oklahoma too.
Oh, really? About what?
They're calling. Well, it's the snowflakes from PETA calling for us to quit using Boomer and Sooner to pull the wagon after touchdowns because of the.
So let me explain this. During the Oklahoma game on Saturday, the Boomer Schooner comes out to do its thing, and it takes a sharp turn around a corner, probably a little too sharp, and it spills. And all the people go spilling. Nobody got hurt, thank goodness. And then the ponies just ran off, and everybody was okay. But it was a scary moment. Now, Oklahoma released a statement, Scott, Saturday, which said they think this happened because in the back of the Boomer Schooner, which is covered up, as we know, there was a weight shift of the people back there.
Yeah, they said it was weight distribution, but, you know, those ponies are royalty. They are taken care of outside of probably the Clydesdales, as well as any animal in America. And to have, you know, these people from PETA come on and saying, you know, start complaining about us using them. It just gives them something to complain about.
Scott, you don't remember this because you live out that way, but Tennessee had a tradition forever besides the T, you know, running through the T, where they had Clydesdales that would run around the perimeter of the stadium inside, you know, on the field part, and they would do the high stepping and everything else, and they were forced to stop.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, when you look at some of these animals that are used, like Ugga, you know, Ugga's treated like royalty down in Athens. Boomer and Sooner, they are taken such well care of, Aaron Norman. So we're not going to listen too much to PETA. But I wanted to talk about the Sooners' performance. You know, it seems like every week this team's getting better. If you'd asked me, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, could we have a chance of winning a national championship there, I would have probably said no, but I think we can make it to the playoffs. If this defense keeps improving the way it's been improving week after week, and the offense just keeps rolling along, I think we could be right there in the end. I think we could compete for a national championship this year. Coach Grinch is just doing a fabulous job on the defensive side of the ball. And like I say, every week these guys are playing better and better. And that's all we're asking for, is just to keep improving. And I'm so pleased with what I've seen right now so far this year. And I'm not convinced after seeing Texas that it's going to be a rematch of Texas OU for the Big 12 championship, to be honest with you.
Baylor.
It could be Baylor. Iowa State's not out of it, I don't think.
Yeah, I tell you what, Baylor's one of the 10 undefeated right now. Now, I'll say this, three teams at the moment stand out. That'd be Ohio State, Oklahoma, and LSU. They're both very revved up offensively. Ohio State and Oklahoma's much improved defensively. LSU is not quite where they need to be defensively, but they probably have the Heisman Trophy winner right now in Joe Burrow. If you had to go right now, he might win it. So now Alabama right now defensively not what they're typically used to being, and you got to remember Tua's got another ankle. This is the other ankle from last year, not the same ankle from a year ago, and it's the high ankle sprain. They just did a procedure on it. Now the good thing about that, Scott, for Alabama is he's got 3 weeks because they've got Arkansas coming up. They won't need him for that game. Then they have a bye week. Both LSU and Alabama schedule a bye week before that game, so he's got 3 weeks.
Yeah, and he'll be back. And real quick, I'm getting ready to jump off here and deliver this load. Did you see the picture of Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
I think it was Saturday night with the cigar.
Yeah, the Tennessee-Alabama cigar celebration thing, and he's in a car and he's got that cigar. Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was cool. I'm glad he did that. It just shows respect for, you know, where he came. But anyway, I got to get off here and get over here to Home Depot, so you guys take it easy.
Appreciate it.
I ain't seen beating like that since they put a banana in my pants and turned the monkey loose.
Yeah, Tim reminds me. I said Clydesdales because I said Clydesdales earlier is walking horses. Yes, Shelbyville walking horses for the Tennessee tradition there. Yeah, not Clydesdales. Totally different thing. I thought that ended in the 70s, but somebody told me it actually lasted much longer than that. I forget. Who is next up? Is it Wolverine Dan, I believe? What's up, Dan? Are you there, Wolverine Dan?
Good morning, Charlie, and good morning, Tabs. Well, let's first off start with Scott's take on horses. He's correct. They're treated quite well, and that's what they're bred for. That's not the only thing they're bred for, but they do like to run. They do like – that's what the horses do. So the flakes, you know, they just go away.
Well, I mean, anyway. How is that abusive? The ponies there, the horses there, having a good time. They're running around. I mean,
right, exactly.
The people, the ones that got hurt there were the people, not the animals.
Yeah, feel bad for the peeps, right? So anyway, yeah. Well, let's get on to the game here. I'm very proud of my guys. They played really tough. They could have just laid down and died. I'm calling you because you're very knowledgeable about a lot of college football. Answer this question. Bill, I saw nothing but white. Doesn't the opposing team that comes to visit your venue, don't they get a lot of X amount of tickets?
Yeah, well, they get a ticket allotment, yes.
How many?
Well, I think it depends on the game. I don't know if there's a patented rule there on that. But a whiteout at Penn State is not an uncommon thing. And you got to remember, that is as passionate and supportive of a fan base as any in America.
Okay, I get that. But I thought that was that was a little bit too much. I mean, I think we should have at least had 10,000 tickets, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. I saw a couple Michigan fans here and there. But with that said, playing the way we did with the way the wideout was, that's pretty impressive for some young kids playing football. I do have a couple concerns. The first half, there was a late hit that we were driving out of bounds, and it wasn't called. And then, of course, after that, Penn State got the ball and drove it down the field and scored a touchdown that which was questionable. That tight end pushed off our defensive back before he caught the ball. Bill, that should have been a penalty.
We probably had more Dan complaining about officiating. And I'm not saying wrongfully. I'm just saying legit complaining this past weekend than any weekend this year of this season to date. We had a lot in the Florida South Carolina game, quite a bit in the Tennessee-Alabama game, and obviously your game, lots of it. So,
well, you know, I'll tell you this. It was really close at the end. I believe that young man would have caught the ball. I'm speaking of our wide receiver in the end zone.
You're talking about Ronnie Bell at the end.
Yeah,
yes.
And then Patterson did a great job eluding the defensive line. And it was right on the button, you know, and I felt bad for the kid. He was really emotional. And, you know, Jim had his team come back the second half playing well. So, I mean, my prediction is still there. I still think we're going to be 1-3 against the big teams. And I'm speaking of Penn State, which is a loss, Notre Dame this week, Michigan State, and Ohio State. I just don't see us beating Ohio State at all, really. The only chance we got is this weekend and possibly Michigan State. But with that said, as far as you ranking games this week to watch, I don't really think Notre Dame and Michigan deserves to be on number one. I really think it needs to be LSU, I believe, or Auburn. And then, for sure, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Even though Wisconsin lost that game, though, I think they're going to give Ohio State more challenge than anybody else they ever played. So I think that should be number two, and maybe we should be number three. But, you know, Bill, I appreciate you saying nice things about the team. You know, they did play hard, and they fought. You know, I mean, it's good to see.
Dan, stay in touch, man.
See ya.
Appreciate it. Got to get the first break here. Monday edition, 615-844-5600 if you do want to get involved. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Good morning. Still looking at this crash out here. It's 24 westbound, right near 440 between Briley Parkway and 440, where it's struggling just a bit. Again, as you make your way from Rutherford County, coming in from Murfreesboro as well, it's picking up through Mount Juliet right on schedule there on 40 going west, leaving Wilson County, East Thompson Lane at South Lake. There's a crash waiting for you at that intersection. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, now through October 28. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816. We'll be right back.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian. Redneck Nation Radio has sold out, so you can buy in. That's right, Renegades of Puck. Just go to WNSR.com and click on the Redneck Nation page, and you can get yourself exclusive Redneck Nation and Renegades of Puck merchandise. Support the show that brings you the best hockey coverage in the market. Remember, go to WNSR.com, get yourself some Redneck gear right now for the upcoming season. When we get to that season, remember, Redneck Nation Radio right here on Nashville Sports Radio every game day starting at 5 a.m.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
Tua goes down with an ankle injury again. Other ankle. They've performed a procedure on it. Nikki said a week or two. Probably not 100%, but they've done this before. This is not the first rodeo. They did it on the other ankle last year. And he came back, played pretty well. Now, he was never quite right. He was always gimpy. There was always that worry. But they've got 3 weeks, well, approximately 3 weeks, for the LSU game. Again, you've got Arkansas coming up. Then you have a bye week. Then you have the game, the LSU game. They won't beat LSU if he's not playing. That's not happening. That quarterback, Tua, makes them tick. Now, they've got talent around him, but at quarterback, no. They're not going to be able to match weaponry with Joe Burrow, who right now might well win the Heisman. If you had to stop it today and vote, a guy who was 200-1 in the non-playing portion of the season could well be your Heisman winner. We'll see if it plays out. Now, if he has a monster game against Alabama, he might be in the one slot. I think Brad said Friday that 200-1 during the non-playing portion of the season now is, did he say 3-1? I think that's what he said. Jeremy says, Bill, mid-90s for Tennessee walking horse champion. It was always at homecoming, I believe. So it wasn't every home game. It was just homecoming. I don't remember that. I will plead ignorance there. I should probably know that living here, but I don't. Jeff down in Fulton Dale. Bill, what do you think about the Georgia offense? I'm getting really concerned. We finally got going in the second half Saturday night, but they just started running off tackle and not just up the middle. Play calling is questionable. Well, number one, I'm not trying to excuse it, but the weather was awful. It was raining so hard it was going sideways. Now, does that necessarily totally excuse the offense being bogged down? No. They've got issues. Their receivers can't get free right now. Teams have scouted Georgia to the point where they don't believe in Georgia's passing game. So it's hurting the running game. They can't be balanced right now. And until Georgia makes other teams respect their offense balance-wise, it's going to be a problem. And no, Florida does not have as much talent as Georgia. But Florida, you could argue, I think some said over the weekend, Florida might well be favored in that game. I'm shocked to hear that, considering that Georgia's recruited much better than Florida. But Florida right now, think about Dan Mullen, man, and the job he's doing. That was a gutty, tough guy win at South Carolina. Now, a lot of people are complaining about the officiating, but you got to remember now, on that Damian Pierce long run where it looked like the receiver out in front was holding the DB the whole way and it wasn't called, I thought the first half South Carolina got the calls. Second half, you could say Florida got the calls. I think that works both ways. Now, we had a lot of complaining about officiating, tons of it, over the weekend. Tennessee game, Tennessee's linebacker, who was it? Was it Daryl Taylor? Laying on the quarterback, got up, barely pushed him. I mean, it wasn't even a love tap. Got a penalty. There were a lot of things going on. Now again, Tennessee's not good enough to beat Alabama. That's not what I'm trying to say. But there were quite a few things over the weekend, officiating-wise. Yeah, if you watch Twitter, if you're on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter for the show, period. I'm on Twitter for the show, but again, regardless of what you're on Twitter for, you're going to get a lot of other stuff, whether you want it or not. And there was coast-to-coast complaining about officiating this weekend in all kinds of places. You name the game, somebody was bellyaching about it. Now, do you typically get complaining anyway? Yeah, you do. But it was pretty rampant over the weekend. Notre Dame was off. Yeah, they didn't play a game. Notre Dame, Michigan, I've got in the one slot coming up this Saturday. I've got that game in the one slot. That one slot game ought to be Ohio State, Wisconsin. Wisconsin blew that. They lost to Illinois. At Illinois. Yeah, Lovie came back, kicked a field goal at the end, and beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin will get destroyed by Ohio State. I thought that before the Illinois game. Josh says, Bill, how would you rank them right now? I'd go Buckeyes 1, LSU 2, Oklahoma 3, Alabama 4, Clemson 5. Did I leave somebody out? Was there a significant error? Who did I leave out there? Yeah, that's the order I'd go right now. Now, again, today's order isn't the final one. And it's subject to change. It's fluid. A lot of moving parts there. 3-4 weeks ago, maybe I don't have them listed like that. Probably don't. That's a week-to-week thing. What you think today doesn't mean it's what you're going to be thinking in a couple of weeks. Got to remember, Alabama and LSU play in a couple of weeks. Wisconsin-Ohio State's not the big game that it was supposed to be. It's not. If you're a fan of either one and you want it to be, well, that's in your world. But in the bigger picture world, it's not a big game. Wisconsin is not proven worthy to be competitive in that game. Unfortunately, Minnesota's still undefeated. Now, they played Rutgers, but they're still undefeated. We talked about it. Minnesota, we're going to find out what they're all about in their last four games. That's when the schedule gets real. But to be undefeated to date is still a big-time compliment. Give it to them. I'm not the biggest PJ Fleck guy, but you can't ignore what they're doing. No, got to be fair about this. Let's get the bottom of the hour here. Just getting started. Busted about, I'm going to say, a 25th of a grape so far. We've got a full grape to bust. Balls of Steel coming up, hour number 3. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is to keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch
someone. Good morning. Still looking at this crash out here. It's 24 westbound, right near 440 between Briley Parkway and 440, where it's struggling just a bit. Again, as you make your way from Rutherford County, coming in from Murfreesboro as well, it's picking up through Mount Juliet, right on schedule there on 40 going west, leaving Wilson County, East Thompson Lane at South Lake. There's a crash waiting for you at that intersection. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, now through October 28. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Yeah, Garantano goes rogue. Play was called for Trey Smith to pull out to the left. And either Garantano keeping it there or getting it to the back, which whoever it would have been would have walked in the end zone. Went rogue, put the ball up over the line of scrimmage. Ball came free. Trevon Diggs, 100 and something yards later, pay dirt. Pruitt, mad, gently, barely tugs his face mask, and the snowflake brigade goes crazy. I had no problem. Let me repeat this. You want to get your recording device out? I'll give you a few seconds. Get your recording device out. I had no problem with what Jeremy Pruitt did. No problem. There is no way Jarrett Garantano is back at Tennessee for his last year next year. No way. No way. That was it. He was in the game because Brian Maurer got knocked out of the game. Boy, and specifically got knocked out of the game. Wow. And I'm not laughing at it. That was tough. He's going to be a pretty good player. I like Maurer. I don't know who the future quarterback is. We'll see. Is it Harrison Bailey? I don't know. Is it Maurer? We'll see. But right now it needs to be Maurer. Garantano going rogue. There were various players, Tennessee players. Juice Davis was one. Gerald Riggs Jr. was another, saying, when I played at Tennessee, if you did that, you were going to get an AZZ whipping if you went rogue like that. Imagine if you did that and Al Wilson was the captain of that team. What would happen? There would be a reckoning. That's when you had leadership. Now it's just the snowflake brigade. That's what you get. Joe, what is happening?
Not much, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. Appreciate it.
Mr. Garantano, I believe is he calls him.
Garantano, yes. You're right.
I think he'll be riding the pine the rest of the year, whether Maurer's playing or not.
I wouldn't play him another second.
I don't think he's got a future in Knoxville, even for the rest of the season. You notice they put Stroud in the game after that?
Yeah, he's a West Coast Sooner who calls the show out in L.A., and he also tweets the show. Stroud is from his high school out there.
Oh, okay.
He watched him in high school.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I want to talk – you were talking about the officiating before the break. Hubert Davis and his crew, I'd like to know how many penalties a game on average his crew calls. It is comical what goes on when his crew officiates a football game. I mean, my son-in-law and I were watching that UT Alabama game, and we counted up at one point. We had sort of a friendly wager on how many plays in a row they would call a penalty. And I think at one point it got up to 5 plays in a row that they called a penalty on somebody. I mean, come on, man. You're not the show. The players are the show. But Hubert and his crew seem to think that they're the show, and they run the game.
Yeah,
I think they need to send Hubert and his crew out to pasture myself. But that's just one man's opinion. You're right. Tennessee, they weren't going to win Saturday, but I wonder what we can only imagine what the score would have been if Tua would have played the whole game. Don't ruin the game. I mean, come on, man, let them play. I can only imagine what Pruitt and Saban were thinking on the sideline when they found out that Hubert and his crew were on the field.
Yeah, and you got when I'm watching now, I'm at a disadvantage because I'm watching probably 5-6 games at a time. So I'm not noticing that individually like you are when you're concentrating on one game. I notice it afterwards. But in the real time of the game being played, I don't typically notice it that much.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes away from the pleasure of watching a game because even the announcers got to commenting on it about how many penalties are we going to have? Hey, there are no flags on this play.
No, I hear you.
It's just sad. It really is.
Stay in touch, bud.
All right, man. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate the call.
We know who we are. Vander Bilt man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man. He is smart, and he wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
So Vanderbilt loses at home to UNLV 34-14, wasn't it? Something like that. Missouri comes in as a legitimate Eastern Division threat, surprisingly, but playing well. And Vanderbilt beats them 21-14. Give them credit. In front of about 15,000 people. Nonetheless, not nice W for Peabody right there. Hey, give them, no. Giving them credit. Nice W there. There's an article where they talk about Urban Meyer saying he'd be interested in the Cowboys job. Have you seen that? We'll talk about that after the break. Let me get Joe, who's down there in Boca. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for the time. Couple quick hits. Yeah, that Missouri loss was such a gift. Handily, that reminded me of what Florida did under Coach Mack and others. You know, games they should have won, just came out and laid a big egg. I love Derek Mason after the game, though, man. He was fired up.
Oh, yeah. That was classic. We'll have to pull that clip.
Here's the thing, though. That's a guy who's fighting for his job. He hasn't, you know, things ain't gone right. And, some players ain't produced. But, I went to the FAU game on Friday night, that little Marshall extravaganza. And it's interesting, you know, I it's literally 5 minutes down the road. I mean, literally, I could probably park and go to the game, you know, quicker than I could hit a Costco around here. But my point is, the game was interesting because, you know, first of all, I think everyone, you know, it's football and I enjoy watching it, but, you know, there's only 8,000-10,000 people in the stands. And, you know, and I, for as much credit as he's due, you know, he gets a lot of criticism, but, you know, he went for it twice on fourth down where he could have kicked a field goal. And at the end of the game, it kind of came back to bite him. But you know, my point is I still think, you know, the way that he goes about coaching his team and the risks he's going to take are pretty dynamic compared to some of these coaches who are so predictable. And the reason I say that is, you know, I was watching the Tennessee game and a couple other games, especially Georgia. You know, I look at Georgia and that something's not right with that team. I mean, that's a way better team than that is on the field right now or producing. And I'm very interested to see how that game, the 2 weeks up in Jacksonville, because I do believe the Gators have been pounded several years in a row. And this may be the year. I don't know. But I'm feeling that way, especially after the way that Trask is playing. So appreciate the time. Appreciate everybody's comments. I love listening to everybody. And I'll continue to listen. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Joe. Down in Boca. Yeah, Kiffin got fined by CUSA, Conference USA, CUSA, for a tweet. And it was a tweet of a bunch of officials who are blind walking around with their lead dogs. Yeah. For that tweet, he got fined $5,000, which is no money. Yeah, baby Kiff will be okay. He'll get over that $5,000. Yeah, there's an article, and I'll pull it up when we come back. It's Urban Meyer, and what's he on? He's on Cowherd, right? And he says he'd be interested, absolutely interested in the Cowboys job. Jason Garrett would be interested in that. We'll take the break. Just, I'm telling you, we're just getting going. We're not even warmed up yet. We haven't even done the splits yet. We're not even doing calisthenics yet. But we're getting going, I promise you. Monday edition, Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all. Black, white, orange, green. And if I had my way South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas
Good morning. They've got this wreck to the side here on 24 westbound, right near 440. The traffic volume through here so heavy as it is now on 24 going westbound. Anywhere you travel now between Harding Place and Briley Parkway, to get up to the accident scene here at 440. Starting to really build now. 65 south at Trinity Lane still looks good through Mount Juliet on I-40 west as you head through Hermitage. Performance Studios have moved to 5350 Mountain View Road in Antioch. Better parking, a huge selection of Halloween costumes. Performance Studios in Antioch. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Monday Night Football wraps up week 7 of the NFL season. Josh Gordon ruled out for the Patriots. They're a 9.5-point road favorite of the New York Jets. The total, 43.5 at MetLife Stadium. Patriots 4-2 straight up, but 1-5 against the spread in their last six meetings with the Jets. Seattle Seahawks, a 3.5-point favorite Sunday at the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Titans are 2.5-point favorites at home with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Nissan Stadium. Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow. The Houston Astros are a $2.20 favorite over the Nationals at Minute Maid Park. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Mostly cloudy for this morning, an afternoon high of 77. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Same for overnight, though cloudy with a low of 50. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Man, Harbaugh ain't never done nothing. He's the college football version of the Kardashian without the nice ass.
Urban Meyer is on Calvary. I guess it was last week. And the question was, you think Lincoln Riley would take the Cowboys' job? And Urban Meyer says, pure speculation, but that's the Yankees. That's the Cowboys. That's the one. Great city. You got Dak Prescott. You got Zeke Elliott. Team is loaded. He says, I can't speak for Riley. I hate to speculate. It's really not fair. But to me, that's the one job in professional football, you kind of say, I got to go do that. Cowherd then asked Meyer if he would be interested in taking the Cowboys job, and he says, absolutely, absolutely. That one, yes. I don't think Jerry Jones has any interest in Urban Meyer, but that is kind of interesting that he said that. There's no indication that Jerry Jones is going to do anything to Jason Garrett, right? Now, again, that's the pro game, and I'm not spending much time on it, but not that I know of. Josh points out, up in London, Bill, Wisconsin sits atop the USA Today's Misery Index, which I don't typically look at, but yes, after that, I tell you what, I started doubting Wisconsin in the context of being a championship contender the Northwestern game. Northwestern's not very good. And Northwestern played with him for a while in that game. Now, again, Wisconsin comfortably won it, but I just didn't see it. And a lot of people were saying, well, but Bill, the Illinois game, that's just the look ahead to Ohio State. No, it's not. They may be looking ahead. They're just not that good. It might be the look-aheads, but that does not excuse. You're just not that good. They're not. I haven't even looked at the spread yet. I mean, I saw a Sunday list. Let me backtrack. Let me walk that back a little bit. I saw a Sunday list, but I didn't really pay attention. By the way, KJ Hamler for Penn State is playing as well as a playmaker as those Oklahoma receivers, CeeDee Lamb, or the Alabama receivers. Michigan could not guard him. Incredible. He went to IMG. He's from Michigan, right? KJ Hamler, I don't remember him that. I mean, I do a little bit during recruiting, but not a lot. But I know he ended up at IMG, and of course he's at Penn State. He's a redshirt sophomore. He is having his breakout playmaking year. Incredible the way that kid's playing. Penn State and the Buckeyes, that's now the game. Now, again, they're in the same division, but that's now the Big Ten game of the year to date. Somebody might bring up, well, Bill, what about Michigan? Well, yeah, I mean, that's a historic rivalry, but as of today and the meaningfulness in the league today, it's Penn State, Ohio State, not Michigan, Ohio State. Different topic there. Yeah, different topic. It's going to pull this up. I got a couple minutes here. So let me go to week 9. Is it going to pull up week 9 or is it going to trick me and pull up week 8? Yeah. Pulled up week 8. Let me sift over real quick. It's radio. I know. SMU undefeated 7-0. Got to go to Houston. Did you see the audio clip that I linked on Twitter during the Houston game over the weekend? It's Hoagie, and he's stomping down the sidelines mad. And he says, it's okay to say effing, we didn't say the word, can't coach this shite. It's okay to say shite. Did you see that clip? Yeah, I was kind, and I retweeted it. Profanity. I retweeted tons of profanity there. Sorry. Talk to the SJWs if you have a problem with it. They're still complaining over Jeremy Pruitt gently tugging on Jarrett Garantano's face mask. Snowflake alert there. Yeah, now again, a lot of people divided on that. Former Vols like Gerald Riggs Jr. and Juice Davis said, you do that when I'm on the team, you're going to get you know what, whipped. You go rogue like he did, they had no problem with Jeremy Pruitt. Oklahoma is favored by, 21 over Kansas State? Yeah. SMU favored over Houston by 13. I should have mentioned that. Wisconsin, Ohio State, Buckeyes favored by 14. That's a reasonable number. I thought it would be bigger than that. Penn State going to Sparty, Penn State minus 5. Sparty's offense is bankrupt. It continues to be bankrupt, I should have said. Minnesota undefeated, 7-0, favored by 15 against Maryland. LSU, Auburn, LSU favored by 12. By 12. What else do we have? Arkansas, Alabama, Bama by 33 without Tua. Arkansas's program is bankrupt. Everything about Arkansas football right now is bankrupt. Alabama ranked number one. I wouldn't have ranked them number one. Alabama's not playing number one right now. If you're going to do it week to week, what you're saying, you don't have them number one. They may end up number one once we get to the postseason. I'm not doubting that. Right now, they're not number one. If we went to Council Bluffs today and had to play it off, which we don't, they would not win. Clemson favored over BC by 33.5. Michigan favored by 2.5 over Notre Dame. That's a Saturday night game in the big house, in case you're wondering. All right, hour number two coming up. Omni.
Tua. Do it another process. Tua. Maybe steal some crab legs or grope a female to get her approval. Tua. Forget about the crab legs and the co-eds if you don't play for FSU. Tua. Pilot of the Death Star.